Ecclesiastes chapter 7. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death is better than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than it is to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of joy and rejoicing. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than it is for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool, and this is also vanity. Surely, oppression makes a wise man mad, and a gift destroys the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not be hasty in your spirit to be angry, because anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, "What is the cause that the former days were better than these?" because you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to those that see the sun, because wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of our Elohim, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Our Elohim has also set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongs his life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, neither make yourself overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, neither be foolish. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you should take hold of this. Yes, also from this do not withdraw your hand, for he who fears our Elohim will come forth out of them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty who are in the city, for there's not a just man upon the earth that does good and does not sin. Also, take no heed to all the words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. For oftentimes also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. All this I have proved by wisdom, and I said, "I will be wise," but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know, and to search, and to seek out wisdom, and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even the wickedness of foolishness and madness, and I find more bitter than death the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands like bands, who, whoso pleases our Elohim, will escape from her. But the sinner will be taken by her. Understand, I have found this out, says the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeks, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. And yet, look, this only have I found, that our Elohim has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.